You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Tax returns. U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Donald Trump is no fan of the way he says the media portrayed a new poll showing his increasing his lead over the other Republican presidential candidates. He talked about how the results of the Monmouth University poll were announced during a rally last night in Las Vegas. The poll out Monday shows the billionaire real estate mogul with a 27% lead over Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio is third with 10% and Ben Carson is next at 9%. Deadlines are steadily approaching for getting those holiday packages off to your friends and relatives who live elsewhere, but delivery service officials say you also need to pay attention to how you're packing those parcels. John Burden is a senior center manager with FedEx office in Atlanta, and he says to take precautions, especially if packing breakables.
Make sure you use some of the bubble cushioning to protect the item. If it's a super fragile item, then you'll want to put that in a box and secure it with packing paper around it.
John Burton with FedEx says the company's 325,000 employees worldwide will get some extra help this holiday season.
We've actually hired another 55,000 employees part-time for the season just to make sure things run as smoothly as possible.
John Burton with FedEx says the number one packing mistake holiday mailers make is
not enough filler, not enough of the paper in there to keep the stuff from moving around, and then it just gets knocked back and forth in a box, could possibly flip off a conveyor.
With more online at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Joe Peters, and I'm on the air with Real Estate Matters, my once-a-week radio show, which discusses what's happening in real estate today in Hunterdon County. And we also talk a little about Somerset because we interrelate pretty much. And a lot of our business in Hunterdon comes out of Somerset. Before we get started, I'm going to give you a little about the weather. Looks like if you haven't been outside, it's a beautiful day. I mean, this is like for December, unheard of. December 15th, 2 years ago, we were like zero with the wind chill factor. So to have... right now, sitting at 53 degrees, a little bit windy. We're going to go down into the 30s tonight, really just to 40, back up to 54 tomorrow. And then tomorrow night is going to be 40 again, and then we're going to have 47. It's going to start to cool off as we get further towards the holiday. I mean, can you believe Christmas is a week from Friday, and it's still 53 degrees outside? To me, that's good news. I'm just returning. I took a two-week sabbatical, went down to the Keys, did a little sport fishing, a little just getting comfortable. You know, it's nice to clear your mind and get down there. And returning with a fresh head and hopefully help you catch up with what's happening in real estate today. Before we get started, we're going to play a few of our sponsored messages, and then we'll get going.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, that sounded a lot like me, and there's a reason for it. That was me. Once again, just getting back from a two-week vacation trip and getting back into real estate, I do publish my newsletter whether I'm on a road or home. And while sitting in the Florida Keys, I was able to put together a lot of the statistics that we're going to go through for the next few minutes. And then we're going to go through some other subject matters with you that are pertinent to our market today. One of the things that I think you're going to discover is that we're looking, and I dedicated my whole last show to this, at the first-time buyer market with a lot of enthusiasm. Our first-time buyers are more than 50% of our business right now, and it helps us, as I will be talking about, kick off the chain of sales that a first-time buyer does. But let's go through the statistics for Hunterdon County for the month that just ended. Hunterdon County has some 26 different municipalities, and municipality by municipality, you can see what's happening with them by taking a look at my newsletter. And we actually try to take a look at what's happening right down to the how many months supply do we have in that municipality. In general, 4 to 6 months are a normal amount of months supply. That means prices aren't rising, they're not coming down. It's what's normal. It's the target that we're aiming for because it allows for a normal market. If we get into the 7, 8, 9 months or higher, we witness price pressure happening. In other words, there's pressure being put on the prices, and in those above 7 months and above, we start to see people taking some price adjustments in order to get the the house moved. If we get under 4 months, it's just the opposite. We see competitive offers on a house to the extent that a buyer may find himself competing with two or three other buyers because there's just not enough inventory. And in general, that's what's happening across Hunterdon County and Somerset County to a great extent. We do not have enough inventory, and as a result, we're starting to see some pressure, and it depends on the price point within the town. So first thing I'm going to talk about are price points. We have currently 9 months inventory in Hunterdon County. So in general, the county has got pressure on pricing. We're sort of one county too far to commute all the way back to New York City. Some people do it. I think about 4 or 5% statistically still go into New York City. And I worked there for 20 plus years myself. And there's a reason for it. It's where it's at, and it's they pay more. Of course, you pay more taxes, you pay more commuting. But the closer you get to New York, the more the value of real estate is. And you'll see when we talk about Somerset County a little bit that it's in better shape than we are. And they sell more houses than we are, and they get a little more money than we are because they're closer to New York than we are. But we're sitting at a roughly 9 month supply of inventory. But if you were to table to take a look at it and say, well, in the very popular price points, the twos, the threes, the fours, we're in the 5 to 6 month. That's where it's happening. That's where our market is right now. And when you get into the 6 to 7s, even in the 5 to 6s, we're sitting with 35 month supply. We have 13, a lot of properties come off the market this time of the year, so that's affecting this a little bit. We had 13 homes, new listings, 4 sold, and as a result of the total active listings of 138, we have 35 months in the 5 to 6. When you get into 6 to 7, it's 32 months. So we're starting to see some pressure up there. But you really have to apply the month supply by price point to the month supply by town, because the matrix of the two makes what's happening to your house happen. For instance, we had in the last 30 days ending November 30th sold 105 houses, 105 properties. I'm talking just about residentials, and I'm talking about all realtors, all agencies. The month before, it was 137. A month before that, it was probably something like 140 plus. And during the summer, we were up over 200. So we're winding down, but it's still an active market. Once again, it's 50-plus degrees outside. People haven't stopped buying houses. 88%, and of the houses that we sold, 105 took an average of 78 days. So it took about 2.5 months on the average to sell a house. That's not bad. We're saying if you've got a 6-month supply, it's going to take 6 months to sell a house. But if we're selling the houses that we're selling at 2.5 months, well, then we definitely, in those a lot of price points and the volume price points, have much less supply than this the 9 months that we have in general. 88% of the sales for houses in Hunterdon County were under $500,000. And if you took a look at 12% of the houses were more than 500, or the offset to the 88, only 6% of those were over 700,000. As a matter of fact, if you look at 700,000, we sold 6 of the 105. That's 6% over $700,000. And as a result, if you've got a house up in those price points, you're starting to see some real pressure on the pricing because, A, it's not the time of the year that people are usually buying houses. But B, because it's still an active market and a lot of people don't leave their houses on the market over the holiday season, we're starting to see some great opportunities. And I want to talk about listing your house during the winter before we get all over, because I'm coming down with a lot of questions. I must have been out, forgetting the 2 weeks I was gone, on 4 listing appointments in the last 2 weeks. That's unheard of. People don't start thinking about listing their house the January, February. We usually put it on in March. This year, because we have such a shortage of inventory, we're seeing people get started now and want to put it on the day after New Year's. Let's take a look at the same statistics at the town level. First of all, we had one town, Bloomsbury, where we didn't sell a thing in Hunterdon County. it's not the most popular town as far as sales. It's a great place to live, but we have 4 active listings and nothing sold. And as a result, there's not even a statistic because you can't divide by 0. We had 7 areas that only had 1 sale each last month, and that was Califon, the town of Clinton, Kingwood, Lebanon Borough, Lebanon Township, Stockton, and West Amwell. And at the same time, we have some the usual hot spots. There are places where people want to live, and those places are the sweet spot that is right around where Route 31 and Route 78 cross. That's about as far as people want to go, and that consists of Clinton, Clinton Township, Raritan, and Reddington. I mean, they're all right in those areas. And it's interesting that those areas touch the hot spots or the sweet spot for Somerset County, and I'll go through that a little when we talk about Somerset County. Clinton Township had 14 sales. Raritan Township had 19, and Reddington had 12. When you combine those 3, we're doing nearly 43% of the business. Sometimes it's up to 50 or 60% of Hunterdon County. If you take a look at all of the 105 sales, you're going to see that our average price for going under contract was $346,000. That's usually a lot more. It's usually somewhere in the $400,000 to $440,000 range, and our average price point a year ago was just that. So our market's coming down market, and once again, remember I mentioned the first-time buyers? That's what's affecting it, and we're going to get back to that. The average list price was $434,000. So we're listing houses at $434,000. We're selling houses at $346,000, or 20% less. Something has to give. And what's going to give is that because we're sitting with 9 months supply, if you're above the price points that are very popular, the threes, the twos, the threes, and the fours, where the first-time buyers are shopping, you're going to see some real pressure on pricing. Yet, houses that are priced right are selling. If you'd like to get a copy of my monthly report on an email basis, you can go to my site, jpeters.com, P-E-T-E-R-S.com, and there's a place there where you can subscribe, or just send me an email, jpeters@weichert.com, and I'll be more than happy to get you on my mailing list. We're going to break for a minute or two for a few commercials and be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Pat and Heidi Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors again with my weekly radio show of Real Estate Matters. We talked about Hunterdon County, and we're going to get to the points that are driving the market, but they're the same for both Hunterdon and Somerset. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through some of the same statistics with Somerset County so you can start to see the comparison. As I said, we sold 105 homes in Hunterdon County last month. Last month, November, was a very mild month, and it's December 15th, and guess what? It's still a very mild season. Last year at this time, it was much colder, but we didn't have any snow until really almost the end of January. Then we had snow for like 5 weeks, if you remember. Good grief, we're trying to forget it. Let's take a look. We sold 105 houses in Hunterdon County. At the same time, we sold 281 houses in Somerset County, a much more active county. It has 22 communities in it, but being closer to New York, it's a much, much more active community. 76% of the sales, and let's look at the month's supply. They're sitting at 6 months. They're sitting at the end of the normal range. They have a lot of areas in the county that are down in the 4%. Almost everything under 500,000 is a four-month supply, which is really good news for those price points. They have an average of 72 days on a market where we had 78. 76% of their sales are under 500, where 88% of ours were. 21% of their sales are over, where we only had 12. And only 3% of their sales are over $1 million. But they do sell a considerable amount of houses at the high end. And once again, it's because it's closer to New York. 72 days on a market is pretty good for this time of the year. And we're taking a look at an average price for sale in Hunterdon County. That was, if you recall, $346,000, and the average price for sale in Somerset County is $410,000. So they're getting about 20% more. That's the average. Same house, smaller piece of property, closer to New York, they're getting 20% more. Yet they're listing them at $477,000. So once again, they're listing a lot higher than they're selling. And typically after a listing, there's a price adjustment or two, and that 14% difference will have to be reconciled before those houses start to move. If we take a look at that county, there's only one area that only had one sale, and that's Far Hills, a pretty high end. Far Hills only has 14 houses available in it, and we didn't sell any last month. In Millstone and Watchung, they only had one sale. But just like Hunterdon County has Raritan, Reddington, and Clinton Township as their hotspot, Somerset has their hotspot of being Barnards, Bridgewater, Franklin, and Hillsborough. They're all contiguous to our hotspots. It's where our stop, theirs begins, or vice versa, where their stops, ours begin as they're going to the west side. In those four areas, Barnards, Bridgewater, Franklin, and Hillsborough, we sold nearly 56% of the inventory. And houses that are selling are, that are priced right, are selling. I mean, there's no problem selling a house. The only problem you've got in selling a house is that the higher the price, the more difficult it is. And that's just because it's like a pyramid. There's less room at the top. There's less buyers as you go up in price. For example, in Somerset County, we had over 600,000 in price, probably 24, 33, 45 sales. So if in Somerset County, 45, here, more like 7 or 8 sales. So big difference in supply. What are the factors that are driving the market? And you hear them on the news each day, but you probably can't put it together in a complete composite. That's what I'm going to try to do for you. First of all, New Jersey's home sales are increasing in October, and these statistics run a month behind what I do myself on my personal newsletter. We sold 8,200 houses more than we did a year before that, or a plus 9%, which marks the 14th month in a row we've increased in New Jersey. That's good news. And that really says it's the largest increase in a month since September of 2005, nearly 10 years ago, when all of the problems with the housing market started. At the same time, the number of homes being offered in New Jersey has remained low. And it's increasing, but the supply has decreased by some 1,300 homes versus the same month last year, or about 3% off. And there are 21,000 fewer homes, nearly 30%, on the market than we had in the peak in 2011. We currently have an unsold New Jersey inventory of at about 6.3 versus 7 months supply a year ago. So New Jersey in general, it needs more inventory, and it needs more inventory definitely at the price points where the houses are selling. And that's the twos, the threes, and the fours. And that's once again kicked off by the first-time buyer. Interest rates. As we speak, we're at December 15th. Janet Yellen has got the Fed meeting, and they're going through it today. And they're probably going to come out with an interest rate adjustment for the first time in a few years. And I predict that if that happens, that it will start a major increase in people looking to buy a house. Because of interest, and interest right now is about 3.8, 3.9%, depending where you look. If it merely went up 1% to 4.8, 4.9, you'd lose almost 10% of your buying power. So if you could afford a $500,000 at 3.9 and it went to 4.9, you can only afford a $450,000. So people are starting to, and that's why it's an active market today, get out there and take a look at it. We're looking at housing in New Jersey with the market that we've got increasing this year by about 3%. And the last few months have been even better than that if you looked at the same month the year previous, but that's because the inventory has been diminishing. Every expert you listen to says that we can expect somewhere in a 4.75% interest by this time next year. If that's the case, you're going to lose nearly 10% of your buying power just on interest. At the same time, prices are going up. So as prices go up, you lose a little more of your buying power. So maybe more like 10 or 12%. The other thing, we've got not enough inventory. We've got interest rates rising. We've got the job front. New Jersey job front is on course to put New Jersey back to work somewhere around the end of 2017. That means every man, woman employed in New Jersey by headcount will be back at full-time employment by the end of 2017. Sounds like good news if you don't look at it in context of what's happening in the rest of the country. The rest of the country went back to work a year and a half ago already. I can't say these jobs are paying what they used to pay. And the government counts part-time jobs as full-time now, and they've been doing that for a few years. It's not just this administration. So there's some questionable statistics where a person that used to earn really, really good money is probably earning not really good money, but they're back at work and they're getting counted. So we're looking full-time, full recovery in the end of 2017, and we're doing better than we were, but we're lagging the rest of the country. The Northeast in general lags the rest of the country, and New Jersey lags the worst state in the Northeast. Foreclosures, a big item. Now, we're in New Jersey sitting at about 8% of our houses in foreclosure status. That's expecting an increased rate of foreclosures filing, where most states are seeing the reverse of this. The reason for this is we're a judicial state, and a foreclosure has to go in front of a judge, and that takes a while, and the judge is very lenient towards families that have hit hard times. I think it's not a bad thing, and states like California and Nevada have cleared out their foreclosure inventory, but we're number one in the nation right now. We're sitting in a nation that has somewhere around 3.4% foreclosure rate in a state that is looking at 8%. And the other states behind us are New York of 6.6, and then Florida, Michigan, Maine, Maryland, Rhode Island. But the national average is around 3.4%. We're at 8%. Not good news, but it's helping out from the factor that we don't have enough inventory by putting houses on the market. So where are we at? We still have fewer listings. We have an active buyer market this fall because the weather is good. They're a little afraid that the interest rates are going to go up, and we've slightly loosening credit. It's a lot easier for a first-time buyer, and I dedicated my whole last show to this, to get a mortgage than it was even a year or two ago. And as a result, we've got a lot of first-time buyers out. Let me talk about that for a second. If a first-time buyer buys a house, they typically buy it in a 150 to 250 range. And then that person turns around and buys one in the 250 to 4 range. And that person turns around and buys one in the 4 to 550, 600 range. It kicks off a chain reaction that will sell three or four houses within the months that follow the first-time buyer making their purchase. So it's really important to the housing industry that a first-time buyer makes his first-time purchase. So the fact that we've loosened up interest a little bit and that the first-time buyers are able to get this mortgage money is good news because it's keeping the economy going. And that's one of the reasons the Fed has not pushed the interest rate before this point in time, because they don't want to screw up a good thing. Why mess with success? It's working. The housing economy is recovering, and in effect, first-time buyers are helping to make it happen. But I read a statistic just this morning that said 53% of our sales in the country, not just New Jersey, are first-time buyers. So that means they're really down at the lower end because they're probably buying a 150 to 250. Some of them because they've been able to put some money aside and are getting back on their feet have actually come above that. But the average purchase is the 150 to 250. It kicks off three or four sales, and then somewhere in the sevens, that person sells and right sizes. And right sizing can happen in one of two ways. They can either say, hey, I don't need this big of a house anymore. I'm in my 50s. I don't need the maintenance. I want more leisure time. I'm going to get into a more moderate size house. Or a lot of times people get into their early to mid 60s and say, I want to retire in place. I want to stay in Hunterdon County, for example, but I don't want to stay in a house that I'm in. And that offers some challenges to us, but in effect, that's a right sizing in itself, only at the senior level. And they're looking for a house that's probably one floor, less maintenance outside, and a lot of times it's a townhouse. We see a lot of seniors going into townhouses. We see a lot of seniors going into our over 55 developments, and we've got a couple of them in the county. One that comes to mind is Flemington Fields, and if you drive back there off of Hart Boulevard, you'll see that there's a couple of hundred units in there. Some of them are multi-floors, but the initial part of it are all one floors of one and two car garages and a big basement, and they've got a loft upstairs, but you can live on one floor and just go upstairs for your hobby interests or be used as a guest room or a hobby room or an office. So we're starting to see this happen, and as a result, we're starting to see the housing market change a little. The housing market, because the first-time buyer market is so active, is remaining strong. I think most realtors would tell you that this year was their best year in quite a few. And I, for one, will tell you that next year looks better than this year because I'm already seeing people. I've got four houses lined up to be listed in January and February. And it depends on how the weather breaks. As I said, last year, it didn't snow till January 23rd, and then it snowed for 4 or 5 weeks. This year, hopefully, we thought we dodged a bullet, which happens once in a while. You don't smell a lot of snow tires in some years, but it sort of caught up with us at the end of the winter. Maybe this year we'll get a little more lucky. You don't know. But as of December 15th, I haven't paid a heck of a lot of heat bill, and as a result, I'm sure that's affecting somebody else's economy, but I'm enjoying it myself, and hopefully you are as well. Let's talk about the first-time buyer effect and what it's doing in results elsewhere in the market. We're seeing in the market an increase in foot traffic at open houses. That is good news. People come to open houses are probably 4 to 8 months away from buying a house. So when you start to see more people coming to open houses, and we keep very tight statistics on this to understand the market, and you start to see more people come in, you know that the months in the future are going to be better than they have in the past. Secondly, there's a strong demand for housing. There's a lot of people who, because the economy was shaky and were a little afraid to do anything, are now looking to make a move. Some of them are trading up. Some of them are right-sizing. Some of them are seniors that are looking to retire in place and just into a house that's a little better suited for their new lifestyle or their lifestyle to be as it's coming at them. And I happen to be one of those. I know we are still in a townhouse, but we're at a year or two away from getting into something that's one floor, just so that we can stay in Hunterdon County, probably travel a little bit more, do a lot less maintenance than we've done in the past on the house, but be on one floor so as one or both of us have a little harder time getting up and down, we're in place. We're comfortable. Doesn't have to be as big as it used to be either. So we've got an increase in demand, and we've got a decrease in supply. What does that mean? That means that the proverbial, you know what, hits the proverbial fan eventually, and prices are going to go up. So we're taking a look at buyers losing purchasing power because interest is going up, and we're looking at an increase in demand and a decrease in supply, which is going to result in prices going up. And as a result of that, we're seeing an awful lot of buyers out there. I mean, December 15th, I was out yesterday with a buyer looking at a house. I was out Sunday to buy appointments for the rest of the week with buyers looking. We don't see this kind of activity this time of the year. So when a customer comes to me and says, should I be putting my house on now or wait till spring? I'm saying spring is only January. If you're going to wait past January, you're going to miss the market. People are going to look at houses in January, February, make their mind up, and be putting an offer in so that they can be getting the children into the school system during the June through August timeframe. We're seeing home prices in the Northeast at about a 3% increase. In Jersey, we're seeing it at about 2%. That was another statistic I just saw. And we're looking at 2016 to probably be at least 4%, but we're seeing that in general. Look at the twos and the threes, and we're starting to see 5, 6, 7% price increases. So if you're thinking about listing your house or thinking about even marketing your house and you want to talk to someone who understands the market and can show you how your house would price out in this market very scientifically, I'd be really happy to spend some time with you. We're able to, through month supply and the demand and the supply that's currently on the market and recent sales, do some pretty accurate predictions on where prices will be. We've got prices going up. We've got interest going up. We've got no new starts going on whatsoever. I mean, tell me the last time you drove past the new house going up that was more than one off. I mean, yeah, you'll see some houses going up, one here, two there, but you don't see developments. The developments that I've seen are on the other side of Hillsboro. They're sort of east of Hillsboro over towards Franklin Township, and there's about 10 developments going up in that five-mile stretch, maybe it's 6, 7 miles. And they're all in a $600,000 range. They're in a range that people aren't buying in. And as a result, as people bubble up, the new isn't even adding into the market as a factor anymore. So what happens now? It's very interesting. Your first-time buyers are out. People are trading up, creating a chain of three or four sales over time. and people are looking to put the house on the market. One of the considerations always comes up is maybe I should sell it myself. And that's, we call it FSBO, or for sale by owner. And I'm going to talk a little about that when I return. But first, we're going to go through a few other paid advertisements, and I'll be right back.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, it's Joe Peters again, Weikert Realtors, Clinton, covering both Hunterdon and Somerset County. I've been in the business about 12 years professionally. I've been in the business as an investor for the last 20 years. I understand Hunterdon County. I've lived here for going on 15, 16 years at this point in time. And I love where I live. This is Hunterdon County's in my heart. I do a lot of business in Somerset. I go over and I find people looking for houses there, and I mention to them that, have you ever considered Hunterdon? It's a little less expensive. Yeah, you're going to travel a few more miles, but the quality of life, and most of them are afraid that past County Line Road, they fall off the end of the earth. Once I take them over and I show them Round Valley and I show them downtown Clinton and Flemington, it's a no-brainer. The horses, turn left at the horses, right at the cow's lifestyle, is an easy selling point. So now you're considering selling your house in 2016. What should you do? One of the things you shouldn't do is consider it as a for sale by owner and save the few percentage points that the realtors do get. And they do earn it. And I got to tell you, it's a multifaceted job to sell a house today. And I think in the next 5 minutes, you're going to know a little bit more about it. First things first, for a buyer, it doesn't cost them a penny more to buy a house for a realtor than it does through an ad in the newspaper or a for sale sign by owner. You know, for sale by owner. You see the signs. There are people do it. And they're typically thinking, I know nobody knows my house better than I do. And they may be right. But I know houses better than they do because I see 100 of them a year or so. And in effect, I understand what houses are selling for and what people are looking for, which is something they don't look. Only 8% of all of our sales are done through for sale by owners, and that's dropped. That used to be closer to 20% at one time. So that's a strong point to say that this is not a good idea. Secondly, where the buyer knows the seller, the average sale price has been about $152,000. If it's all FSBOs, we're taking a look at maybe a 210 point. And if a home sold by agent are typically around a 250 point. I'm not saying an agent can get 250 for a 210 house, but I am telling you an agent knows how to market a house and how to price it accordingly and get the people in the traffic through so that they can get more money and more than make up for the amount of time and percentage, I should say, that you're going to pay the agent. When I sit down and explain it to you and show you how the agent only gets one quarter of that, you're going to say, I don't know how you work for that kind of money. Where do the buyers find their homes? They don't find them in the newspapers anymore. Newspapers are for the over 55 set for a great extent. There is a place and time for newspapers, but I'm way past 55 and I don't read the paper anymore. I take a look at CNN in the morning. I do a scan on Google with what's happening in Hunterdon County. And a couple of times a day, I just look at the headlines. And then at 6 o'clock, I'll look at news. And you don't get sick of listening to the commercials. You can pick up some decent news. But only 5% of people coming to buy a house come through newspapers. Only the next 10% come through yard signs. So you're losing 85% of your prospective buyer, if you're considering selling a house yourself, to the medium that's driving the market today, and that's the internet. How many customers I've got have called me up. They already found the two free houses they want to look at. They just need an agent to get them in. And they're not going to find your house unless you're on the internet. And that costs a lot of money and takes a lot of skill. And you can't compete with the big guys because they're doing a lot of search engine optimization that's going to make yours be on page 52 while theirs is on page 1. So 88% of our buyers use agents. And that's a pretty good statistic. And the reason why, it's getting more and more difficult to sell a house. It's not because we make it more difficult. It's because we don't want to see what happened 5 to 10 years ago happen again. And as a result, I will tell you the very first thing that drives a for sale by owner to fall apart, and that is that the buyer is talking to the seller directly. Nobody's smoothing it out. The agent on both sides is the glue that holds the transaction together. We typically don't let the buyer meet the seller to the closing table for that very reason. But a seller decides he's going to talk to the buyer directly, and as a result, he's saying the wrong thing, he or she, and the seller, the buyer on the other side is saying the wrong thing, and next thing you know, there's this false pride, and they're both mad at each other, and the deal's off the table, and months have gone by. We have a lot of new legislation that makes it more difficult to get the paperwork done. And so these are just some of the people that you as a seller would have to negotiate with. Number one, the buyer. Number two, the buyer's agent, because they may be represented by an agent. And then the agent and the attorney representing the buyer. They're going to bring a home inspector in. You've got to negotiate with that person. That home inspector is going to bring a termite company in, a radon company in. And if you got a septic system person. If you got a water system, there's going to be a water inspection done on your house, which you're going to have to pay for. The buyer's lender needs to be negotiated with. And then most important of all, the appraiser. I can't tell you how many times we get everything put together. We get a buyer willing to pay a seller a price, and the appraiser comes along and says, nope, the house ain't worth that much money. You can't buy it at that price. So now either the seller has to drop his price, the buyer has to lower his expectations, or they meet somewhere in the middle. The title company, it's got to have clear title. There's a lot of things that have to happen in order to close on a piece of property. The town and municipality, and there's a lot of like certificate of occupancy issues that come up where maybe permits haven't been taken out. And then the buyer's buyer, the guy buying his house, may have a shaky deal. And if you don't have an agent involved, there's no way of telling that. You don't even know where to start. You're probably not even going to think about it. And then if it's a short sale, there's a whole other set of rules. So what I'm telling you is, as a reasonable, and you can take a look at my references, which are online at jpeters.com, as a reasonable agent who's done this several dozen times in the last year, and all the years preceding have built up to those numbers, it's not an easy process. Considering a for sale by owner is probably the worst decision you can make, because you're going to take longer to sell your house and get less money for it at the end instead of making more money. I recommend that you sit down and you talk to an agent like myself or whoever you choose and understand what they can do for you before you make a mistake like considering a for sale by owner. You got a hot market going on for you. As a result of that hot market, you should have an easier time selling your house in the upcoming market. And as a result of that, you should be getting a better price for your house than you could have just a year ago. And I can help you make that happen. By the way, here's a little about my background. I played it earlier. I'm going to play it one more time, and I'm going to close out with a few other thoughts.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, I'd like to say you hire consultants every day. And to hire an agent is hiring a consultant. You're buying expertise. You're buying time and you're buying increased marketability of your house. What I suggest, if you're taking a look at listing your house in 2016, that we sit down and talk between now and probably the end of the year. My first visit lasts about 45 minutes. I get to understand what your motivation is. I get to take a look at your house and do a few measurements and pictures. And then I go away and do my homework. I come back about a week later with a marketing plan, including pricing structure, where I see your house pricing out at, and we can talk about how to market and how to get started. I would wait no longer. The very first day of the spring market is the Sunday after Super Bowl. I don't know what date of the year the Super Bowl is, but it's usually the first Sunday in February. So I'm thinking by mid-February, your house should be on the market. It should make that weekend after, because what happens are people have been inside, they've got cabin fever, they're sick of watching football, Super Bowl's over. Let's go out, take a look at the houses that are on the market. If yours isn't on, you've missed the kickoff of the season. And there's reasons to sell now. You've got a very, very strong demand. There's less competition at this point in time. You're going to meet much more after March 1st. The process will be quicker, and there'll be no better time to move up. And if you're thinking about moving up, that's probably the strongest thing that you've got going for you. Yes, you're probably going to lose some value in your house versus the very peak that happened at the end of 2005, beginning of 2006. We're probably still 16% off of that. But if you're going to buy a bigger house, he's 16% off of that too. So if you're going to trade in a 400 for a 600, you're going to gain on this equation. It's a great time to get out there and get on with your life. Waiting to move a lot of times is procrastination, and a lot of times it's fear, and a lot of times it's fed by not having enough information. As my little ad says, once I understand your motivation and what's driving you to make your decision, I can go out and bring you back the statistics that you need. You can't find them on yourself. They're only available by subscription to realtors that will help you make your decision quicker and help you price your house a little better. Home prices over the last year are going to increase at the probably 3 to 4% in the lower price points, and maybe not at all to 1 or 2% in the above 5 range in Hunterdon County. In Somerset County, you can add a little bit on to that. The impact of rising prices on home appraisals is an issue. We battle it every day, but if you don't have an agent representing you for the appraisal and going out and giving the appraiser other houses that have sold that are similar in the area, you may have an appraiser from, Lord knows, Morris County, someplace not close to here, Bergen County, that don't understand our market and will not find them on their own. You've got a lot more home equity than you probably realize. The value of your home is probably higher than you think it is. I would say 3 out of 4 times I'm either right on the money or higher than a customer thinking about where they're at. I'm never at a point where I'm coming in. Once in a while, there's a disagreement. But I would say 80% of the time, we're either at or higher than what you think it is. Baby boomers are starting to retire. There's a big change in the market from that. they were considered a Gen X, born between the 1960 and 1980 viewpoint. The Gen Y, which are also called millennials, they're the ones turning into first-time buyers. And in at this point in time, they went from like 1980 to somewhere around 2000 to 2005. They're out there buying. They're your first-time buyers. Mortgage interest is going to impact where we're going. The FSBOs, as I said, hopefully convincingly, are not a way to go with a market that we're in right now. And I think what you want to do is find an agent, or maybe several. I always find that, I usually find that if I'm getting interviewed to list a house, they're probably interviewing one or two other agents. I don't recommend that you go with somebody that's a friend of the family. Yes, it's good to give your sister's daughter, who just became an agent, some business, but you may not have the person that has the experience level you're looking for. You may not be looking to share with that person the information you'd share with an agent that's a pro in the area that doesn't know you personally. And thirdly, it just isn't the right decision to make with probably the biggest investment in your life, your house. You want to go out and find a qualified agent. You want to make sure you have a chemical reaction with that agent, and you're going to know after about 15 minutes whether it clicks or not. And you're going to want to move ahead with an agent that you feel comfortable with. As my references say, I usually pick up the phone if I'm not already talking to another customer. And if I don't, I try to get back to you within an hour so that I return all calls at least within the same day from new customers and existing customers. Because as you're going through the process of selling your house, there are a lot of things that need to be done, and we need to be in constant communication with each other. The other thing that my commercial said is I use automation to make sure I'm right on top of things. If I wasn't automated at this point in time, I couldn't be doing the amount of volume that I'm doing. I have a system that each morning says, hey, the house up on Elm Street is gone into attorney review, so now you have to arrange the inspection. And based on the inspection, we need to get some repairs done. And based on the repairs, we need to get some building permits in place, things like that. I don't miss a beat because I've got it automated. Ask the agents that you're talking to, how automated are they? How computer savvy are they? Take a look at my site, jpeters.com. I think it's going to blow you away. I've got every piece of information that I can conceive that you will need out there. And as a result, it's a great place to start, and it's a great place to get your feet wet and use to gauge the other agents that you're talking. And then always, always, always check references. I like to use my references from Zillow because they're the most current and they're very dynamic. I get about 10 or 12 a year on Zillow. And not everybody wants to give a reference. A lot of people say they'll do it and never get around to it. But I hit about a 50% hit rate on the people that I close business with that leave me a reference on Zillow. And I'm sort of at 4.8 out of 5 stars, which is, in my mind, a pretty good rating. I've had a lot of people saying, wow, 5 stars. How do you get 5 stars? Well, I know what I'm doing. I like what I'm doing. And I can help you do what you need to do. And that's how I get the 5 stars. So it's Joe Peters, Weikert Realtors. If you're thinking about selling or know somebody thinking about selling in the next year, I'd like to hear from you. 908-238-0118 or jpeters@weikert, jpeters.com is my website. And I'd love to hear from you. I look forward to that next telephone call where you're on the other end of the line. Thank you for listening. I'm going to turn over to the news at this point in time, and my next show will be next week, and we also run a show on a 55+, and we're going to try and do one of those next Tuesday, and I'll be back after the first of the year with the report for December, and that'll be the first Tuesday at 4 p.m. in January. Thank you for listening.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. President Obama is getting briefings on the situation in Los Angeles.
Ultimately, it's local first responders who are responsible for taking the lead in protecting their communities.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says local governments have a lot of leeway to do what is necessary to keep their communities safe. Officials at the L.A. Unified School District closed schools this morning after receiving an electronic threat naming multiple campuses. The L.A. Times reports the threat involves backpacks and packages. A similar threat was calling to New York City public schools, but it was deemed not to be credible. Earnest refused to second-guess the decisions that were made in L.A. He says Americans should be vigilant, but also confident that the U.S. is doing everything possible to prevent acts of terrorism. New York City schools remained open today as the NYPD investigated what's being called a hoax threat made against